Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're taking a really interesting look inside the brain. We want to understand how its structure, how it's built, affects our daily lives, and maybe surprisingly, how we actually see ourselves. So our mission for this deep dive is to unpack some fascinating new research. It's about a condition called agenesis of the corpus callosum. Let's call it AGCC for short. Basically, AGCC is when the main connection, the bridge between the two halves of the brain, isn't fully there, or maybe it's missing entirely. We're going to explore how this affects mental skills, you know, things like planning ahead or solving problems, and crucially, how folks with AGCC perceive their own abilities compared to how others, people close to them, see things.
Exactly. And what's really neat about this study is the way they did it. They used a pretty clever method. They directly compared what people with AGCC said about their own executive functions. You know, those mental skills for planning, focusing, remembering stuff, getting things done day to day. Compared that with what their close relatives, like parents or partners, observed in them. It gives us a much clearer picture of the real-world challenges and maybe their level of self-awareness about those challenges. Uh-huh.
Okay, right. So let's dive into the study then. It involved 36 adults who have AGCC, and the researchers had them fill out this survey. It's called the Brief A. It's designed to measure those everyday executive functions. Then they got ratings from close family members, could be parents, siblings, partners, using the same survey. The big question was, do people with AGCC actually face hurdles in daily life? And maybe more importantly, do they realize the extent of those hurdles?
Right. So when they crunched the numbers, compared those viewpoints, the self-report versus the family report, what jumped out? What did they find?
This is where it gets really interesting. Both groups, the individuals with AGCC and their relatives, reported difficulties. That wasn't really a surprise. For example, they both saw problems with something called behavioral regulation. That's basically how well someone can manage their actions and emotions. You know, being flexible if plans change, controlling impulses, maybe handling frustration.
Okay, so controlling reactions and adapting. Makes sense.
Yeah. And they also found challenges in metacognition. That's a bit more complex. It's like our ability to think about our own thinking processes. So planning steps for a task, keeping things organized, monitoring how well you're doing on something.
Right, the sort of internal manager function. Thinking about thinking. So if we step back and look at the bigger picture here, what was the most striking finding overall? Well, the really big takeaway was the difference between those self ratings and the relatives' ratings. People with AGCC consistently tended to rate their own problems as less severe than their relatives did. And this gap was especially noticeable for those metacognitive skills we just talked about, the planning, organizing, self-monitoring stuff.
Huh. So a sort of blind spot.
You could say that. It suggests maybe a lack of insight into their own difficulties with daily planning and organization. For instance, relatives often reported, you know, much bigger issues with organization of materials, like keeping track of belongings or managing schedules, than the individuals themselves reported feeling. It's quite a gap in perception.
Wow. Yeah, that's a significant disconnect. So, okay, did the study break this down any further? Like, did they see differences based on things like age or gender within the AGCC group?
They did, yes.
Yeah.
They looked into that, too. And they found a couple of interesting things. Younger people with AGCC tended to report more issues with that behavioral regulation controlling actions and emotions compared to what their relatives saw, especially when compared to older individuals with AGCC.
Okay, so younger individuals might be more aware, or at least report more, of those behavioral struggles.
Possibly, or maybe the relatives' perception changes. It's hard to say definitively why, but the difference was there. And then for metacognition, the planning and organizing relatives reported greater challenges in males with AGCC compared to females with AGCC.
Oh, interesting. So relatives saw more planning issues in males.
According to this study, yes. It suggests that how aware someone is of these specific challenges, or at least how aware others perceive them to be, might change with age and could differ between genders.
That definitely raises questions about support, doesn't it? Maybe needing different approaches depending on age or gender.
It certainly could imply that, yeah. Tailoring support based on potential differences in self-awareness might be important.
So wrapping this up, our deep dive today shows something pretty important. People with AGCC do face real, everyday challenges with executive functions, particularly planning and keeping track of things. But, and this is key, they don't always perceive these difficulties with the same intensity or clarity as the people closest to them do.
Exactly. It really highlights just how complex self-awareness is, mm-hmm. especially when the brain's basic wiring is different. And it makes you pause and think, doesn't it? How well do any of us truly grasp our own strengths and weaknesses in daily life? And what role do the people around us, our close connections, play in helping us see ourselves maybe a bit more clearly? It's a powerful reminder of how our brains shape everything, our actions, our experiences, and even our understanding of who we are.